Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Aprovecha los deals de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra en grande con nuestras ofertas de esta temporada, como 25% de descuento en árboles de Navidad artificiales preiluminados selectos. Además, antes del corre-corre de Black Friday, obtén gratis herramientas selectas de DeWalt, Cobalt o Craftsman cuando compras una batería o un kit selecto. Porque, seamos honestos, lo gratis nos encanta. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12-3 hasta agotar existencia. Selección varía por lugar.
All right, Aditi, we were just talking about the George Pickens saga. Kay Adams went on her show and said this might go down as the worst trade in NFL history. Kabali came on our airwaves today and said the front office didn't want to do it, but the locker room forced their hand because guys had basically quit on George Pickens and didn't trust him anymore. So you can unpack some of that if you want and put whatever spin you want it as well.
Well, I would just say I think it's hard to say that it's the worst trade ever because you don't know that the George Pickens that you're seeing right now in Dallas is the same George Pickens you would have seen had he been here right now. You have no way of knowing that. And there's nothing that he had done prior to that that would make you think that you were going to see that complete same level of consistency and that same... Okay, let me think of a better way to say this because I want to always be careful, obviously, but let's use Baker Mayfield as an example. Okay. Baker himself will tell you that he is likely not the same player had he been in Cleveland this whole entire time.
Gotcha.
Sometimes you need certain things to happen in life to grow in a certain way. And sometimes you need to be held to maybe a different standard than where you are being, the standard you were being held to in a previous place. I mean, George Pickens did start that game on the bench, didn't he?
He did, yeah. There are allegations.
Do you remember that ever happening? Do you remember that ever happening in Pittsburgh?
You remember when he refused to block
for Jalen Warren on a touchdown? Do you remember him being benched?
No, you know what I remember is him being injured with a hamstring and then showing up after the inactives had to post for a Christmas Day game and it coming out that he was there 80 minutes before the game and the Steelers made him active and he played and then Mike Tomlin said something to the effect of, yeah, I got a lot going on. Don't know when players are showing up when he was pressed on it.
He also got benched during the Cowboys game last year, and Mike Tomlin said it was load management.
Yep.
Like we were watching an NBA game in
January. Head coach just made excuse after excuse for him, Aditi.
So there may be something to be said for what Schottenheimer is holding him to and what is expected of him and his being able to rise to that. And the way, you know, different coaches push different buttons, different quarterbacks motivate different receivers in different ways, different teammates do different things for different guys. So we've said this from the very beginning. I told you this, guys, years ago, that multiple general managers had told me that in that draft,
yep,
George Pickens was far and away the number one talent at wide receiver. And yet two separate general managers had told me he wasn't even on their board, because there were all these other questions about him. So not everybody was going to be able to get the most out of him. It didn't work in Pittsburgh, but maybe it's going to work somewhere else. That doesn't mean that it was a bad trade. Maybe he needed a new environment. Maybe he needed a new place to... I mean, I keep saying it, but I don't think we would have seen the same exact George Pickens here this year.
How much of, I mean, I'll just say it plainly. How much of it is he is in a much better passing offense? That's a fact. With a guy, and this is also backed by the stats, I don't have to say this as an opinion, playing the quarterback position at a much higher level than anybody on the Steelers. Because I think that's a lot of it for him. He's in a contract year. He gets the ball a lot because they have to score a lot, and his quarterback's pretty good.
I think that that has a ton to do with it. He's every number one type receiver that I've ever been around believes that they have the opportunity to score every single time the ball's in their hands. So they obviously want the ball, and they obviously want someone delivering them the ball. Part of that is the quarterback. Part of that is the play caller. Part of that is the offensive scheme and the way that they're featured. And even with the presence of CeeDee Lamb, this is an offense that recognizes George Pickens as a guy that can score with the ball in his hands. So it's doing the offense, the quarterback, the play caller, they're all doing everything they can to get the ball to him. Of course he's happy.
Aditi, it looks like Aaron Rodgers is going to play. We don't know that from practice today, but he did talk, and he sounded, and his facial expressions didn't really give away a guy.
I mean, it's the Bears. The Bears.
Exactly.
Well, no, it's his passion and love affair with the game of football that Mike Tomlin said was the reason he was itching to play this week.
I do want to ask you about Mason Rudolph, though, because you obviously were here from the day he got drafted, and you've been in Pittsburgh the entire time, and he had that sabbatical in Tennessee last year. What do you make of this back and forth love affair that Steelers love hate relationship that they have with him, where he was persona non grata for many years and now he's everybody's favorite quarterback in town?
Well, backup quarterbacks are always everybody's favorite quarterback. That's a piece of it, right? Sometimes absence makes the heart grow fonder when you see what the alternative is. And he's certainly playing really well right now. Any Steelers fan would be excited about the way that he's playing. I like Mason a lot. I really do. As a human being, I like him. I hope that there is not a... I hope that when he is called upon, he can play just as well. But up until this point, there has sort of been a sustainability to this. We've seen great play, great play, great play, great play, and then not great play. Go back to that playoff game against the Bills. So Aaron Rodgers is your starter. He's your starter for a reason. And no matter what Mike Tomlin says, which is probably the appropriate thing to say, that every week really matters and every opponent gets the juices flowing, the reality is there are certain opponents that get the juices flowing a little bit extra. And when Aaron Rodgers has so happily been on the record talking about how he owns Chicago and how much he enjoys fighting the fans at Soldier Field, I of course think he's going to do every single possible thing he can to convince them to let him get out there. I mean, he wanted to go back in that game last week, didn't he?
Yeah, Tomlin said as much, exactly. All right, Aditi.
You take advantage of that. Isn't it similar to the way Ben Roethlisberger loved playing the Browns?
Yeah, I said the same thing, but I don't think there's a bad choice here. I trust both guys in this game on Sunday, actually. If Rudolph plays, I'll feel fine.
You should feel really fortunate. There are a lot of team fans out there that don't trust any of their quarterbacks, and you're saying you trust two?
Yeah.
That's pretty fancy.
All right, Aditi. Enjoy Jacoby Brissett, now the record holder for completions in a football game on Sunday.
Unbelievable.
And probably 90-degree weather in Phoenix. Goodbye.
Bye.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Apúrate que se acaban las ofertas de Early Black Friday en Lowe's. Ahorra hasta 50% en electrodomésticos selectos y hasta 25% extra en combos de electrodomésticos selectos. Y como la Navidad ya se siente, ahorra $4 en luces LED de 100 bombillas en hilera GE. Ahora solo $5.98. Lowe's, nosotros ayudamos, tú ahorras. Válido hasta 12/3, selección varía por tienda, solo en tiendas selectas, hasta agotar existencias. Detalles en Lowe's.com.